is the chairman of the board of the Chicago Blackhawks, Rocky Wirtz. Rocky, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, look at that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. All right. So we talked to you a couple weeks ago when we were at the NHL draft event.
What a party that was.
Yes.
How much fun.
I want to thank you. I want to thank the NHL. I want to thank the I want to thank the guys at the beer tent who were incredibly kind to us that day as well.
And the virtual Zamboni operators.
You didn't have a beer after you were off the air, were
no,
you?
No, not even while I was on the air, Rocky. Don't worry about it. That didn't happen. It was all fine. All right, let's talk about but since then, because, you know, that was a day. She said, well, you know, there might be a few things that happen here. You might be interested in a couple things that you might be seeing here.
I know you'd like that.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what do you mean? Right? Because, I mean, one of the things, I mean, let's be honest about this, in the NHL, it's not like the NBA or the NFL where people, you know, watch a lot of these kids in college and they you know, the names are very, very familiar, right? You have to really be a hockey enthusiast to understand who the people are in the draft. Sort of like baseball, same sort of thing, right?
Sure.
So, they're naming guys who have a lot of consonants and very few vowels in their names. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then immediately, thank God we've got such an amazing staff here at WGN. They go, you're going to love this guy. This is what he's great at and all that. So it was all that. But then all of a sudden, this, oh God, what is his name? Brandon something or another. all of a sudden, Brandon Saad and Patrick Kane back on the team. And there's been a lot of talk about reviving chemistry. And I know Jonathan Toews is going to be with us coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, so we'll be able to talk to him about what that means for him to have Sutter back.
Yeah, but he played off very well with him.
But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that from a corporate standpoint. And I know you leave a lot of this up to Stan Bowman, who will be here as well. But how do you feel about this in terms of trying to recreate that momentum?
Well, what's exciting about it is that both players know the system. They know us very well. Everyone, and I think they'll be great mentors, even though, Brandon Saad's only 23. He'll be great for the younger kids coming in.
I mean,
it's like he's an old man. He might look a little older than 23, but.
But isn't that right? That's like prime time for hockey, right? 23 to 27. I mean, those guys are in the prime of their athleticism, and they know the game.
They do, and then Patrick Sharp is terrific. I mean, his heart's always been in Chicago. He loves the city. I think he was planning to be here after he retired. So it's something that I know GN always talked about bringing the band back, but it is much the same.
Yeah. By the way, I would like to suggest that as a marketing campaign for this upcoming season, because our genius Chris Duffy, who does all of our promotional stuff for us, did this. It's a great Blues Brothers kind of thing about, Sharp and Saad getting into the Bluesmobile and heading back to Chicago to put the band back together. It's a pretty great idea, and it's such a Chicago thing.
It is, and the Blackhawks actually have one of those Bluesmobile.
Ooh.
Oh, see, wouldn't that work out well for something?
Yeah.
All right,
it's available for any parade you have.
Just slap a little Wirtz Beverages sign on the back, and we're good to go.
Yeah, it's all right.
and it's been a tough – I mean, let's face it. I just got that.
Thank you.
Let's face it. Last two seasons, great in the regular season, some disappointment in the postseason, to say the least, right? And changes had to be made. You said changes were going to be made.
Well, and the good thing is that both John McDonough and the whole organization, Stan Bowman, no one was satisfied. So you want to work for and have fans know that they have an organization that no one's satisfied on status quo, that you might have had a good season, but a lousy playoffs, and we had two lousy playoffs, and we just had to do things differently, and that was the important thing. You just had to reshake the dice and start all over in different things, but you still have the same nucleus you have. You just have to work the supporting cast.
Let me ask you about this Nashville team for just a second, because I don't like them.
No.
I really don't like them very much at all. I love the city of Nashville, and I would love to be able to go down to the city of Nashville and, wear a, a
Hawks sweater. If you could buy a ticket.
Right. Well, I'm right. You have to go stand outside.
I think you have to get 8 games just to get to the Blackhawks game now in Nashville, right? The package.
Do you think that they, coming up in this season, that is a focused on rivalry for the team?
Well, it is. And obviously always St. Louis. And every team has gotten is good. I mean, the one thing about the National Hockey League, parity is very, very close. So the difference between the first place team and the eighth place team is very, very close. And anyone you look, when LA was they won the Stanley Cup. I mean, they were eighth seed.
Right.
And when the Hawks beat Philadelphia, they made the playoffs by the last game. and then made the finals. So, you know, anything can happen. But I think the good thing for the fans and everything else is every game is exciting. It doesn't matter if it's Nashville, St. Louis, Vancouver, or who it is. It's exciting. Where the days of old, you'd have a couple teams and everyone else, you said, I might take a pass on that team.
Rocky, right. Speaking of raising the bar and never being satisfied, the NHL draft festival you guys threw, I think, did raise the bar in a big way, and a lot of other folks in the league commented on it, that drafts may never look the same after what the Blackhawks did. And what you're doing here with the convention every year, making it better and better. Talk about what fans can expect this weekend, what you've got in store.
Well, I think what you can see, there's always something new, and I think they're gonna see that the fellas and the Hawks have again done things that aren't quite the same. We're gonna hit the introduction's gonna be fun, and different things. But there's plenty of panels and plenty of other good questions we're gonna have, and it's gonna be exciting. And we have 10,000 fans over the next couple days, and a 90-degree day, just watching people walk up and down Michigan Avenue with the jersey on is really something.
The red sweaters are out, Rocky.
They totally are.
Rocky, as you're building the club, you know, you look at the game, and speed, it seems to me, is more important than ever. I mean, it's still a physical game, and we saw that in the Nashville series. But is that something that you're looking to concentrate on and get faster? Because there seemed a few moments in the playoffs against Nashville where the Blackhawks were a step behind at times.
Well, I think you have both speed and you can't shortchange skill. And if you have speed and skill, you have it. So some of these younger players the Hawks have, you read in the newspapers about their size. Well, you don't have to be 6'4" to play this game. It certainly size helps, but if you have skill and you have speed, it overcomes it because it's so much a finesse game. And I think you're going to see some of the defense play differently because we have, you'll have a different defense this year, and I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be a great training camp. I can't wait for it to start.
Well, speaking of defense, some bittersweet news. Brian Campbell retiring. We no longer get to watch him play, but some exciting news. He's joining the front office. How excited are you have Soupy remaining with the Blackhawks?
Well, it just shows something he's a classy man. He's a wonderful family. And, again, you have players that retire, but they all want to be part of the organization. Mm-hmm. Many clubs, as soon as they retire, the first place they want to be is – the last place they want to be is the front office. They want to get the heck out of town. So we're privileged to have him want to be part of the organization, and I think it's going to be great. And we'll get to see him all year round.
Because I do think that, you look at great sports franchises, whether it's the – I hate to say it. Please, don't ever quote me on this. Patriots in the NFL,
Tom Brady.
Again, why did you have to say that? Or the Yankees in baseball. I mean, I think the Blackhawks – especially in the 20th century, in the second decade of the 20th century, have proven themselves to be, among the greats. And when you look at the history of this organization, you look at the accomplishments of the Hawks, in the NHL and the growth of the NHL. I mean, just in the last decade, the growth of the NHL in terms of television viewers and in terms of fan engagement, social media, all those things that are metrics I think a lot of people in other sports thought, it's a great sport and everything, it's kind of fun, but people aren't really going to connect with it. Well, I think a lot of it falls really at this organization and at your doorstep, because you're the guy who said that, as soon as you took over the team, you said, we are going to go back on local television. We are going to go put our home games, I should say, on local television. We are going to go back and make sure that we are engaging fans at the street level.
Well,
you deserve a lot of credit.
Well, thank you. It's something that it's important to people forget that when you reengage the fans, you reengage your customers. And it's something, and we're fortunate enough to have that 18 to 30, 35-year-old customer that many sports teams would love to have, and we are able to have that. Plus, we're lucky enough to have 40% of our fan base are women.
I want to – that's the thing.
Woo!
You look at how many women are here
you
today.
You do. Right. It's funny. Just if you notice that, right. Maybe it's because Jonathan Taves is about to step up here, but it also
might have something to do with that. But Brandon Saad, who's, he's like a rugged man, Brandon Saad.
And Patrick Sharp, which –
yeah, doesn't hurt.
No woman said.
No woman ever said.
Keep him in Columbus.
Yeah. Said no woman.
Give
him
Dallas or anything else.
Dallas. No, there was right. Although I'll bet you the ladies down in Dallas with the big hair, like, is that a hockey player? that was probably pretty big. But it is interesting how women, and I'm fascinated by this because obviously, when you come to see the, I always preach this, you come to see the game at the stadium, you see something that is. It's unlike television. It's an experience. You can feel it. You can hear it in a different way than almost any other sport, right? Because you feel the ice. right? And the ice lights up. Mm. And now you got new lights, right?
We got new lights.
You got new lights for this year? It's a good difference.
And I think they actually work.
Oh, that's very good.
That's going to work.
All right. And we also have, I think women get a sense of that hockey players are some of the most, they're the sexiest of all the major sport guys because they are in the best shape. It is true.
Well, they seem so down to earth, too. I think that's the other element, don't you think?
Right. They're polite. They're polite.
Yes.
And they can stand on one finger. They can do that thing where they like put the finger down on the ground and then they levitate over it.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen, I don't know
very
how they
coordinated.
Do that. The Rocky and I try that at home. That's what we do.
And they're really young.
I do that on my couch. I can do it.
All right. Rocky, thanks again for being here, and thanks for putting on a great party at the Blackhawks Convention.
Yeah, thank you, Rocky, for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. And ladies and gentlemen, thanks for those that attend us for coming.